Let's find out what to watch on TV. I'm joined by Linda Burgess. Hi, Linda.
Hello, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a while. How's things?
Yep, good.
Have you been getting through much TV?
Yeah, more TV than I normally do, actually. Not surprisingly, being trapped at home. But, I've been actually enjoying television more. I mean, I shouldn't, as a TV critic, say that I don't always enjoy television, but
yeah.
I haven't been enjoying it much over the last year or two, but these 2 months, I have. Yeah, I've gone back to liking drama. I still prefer non-fiction on one level. You know, on television, I like documentaries and... But I have been watching both the luminaries and Normal People, you know, me and the rest of the country, I have to say. Have you watched either?
No, I have not, I'm sorry. But I know that both are, you know, very heavily anticipated because they're both super popular
novels. By two young women writers who are about, you know, 12 and a half. You know, Sally Rooney was born in 1991. I mean, even to you, that must sound ridiculously young. Eleanor Catton, not much older. And what they've also got in common, they're both two extremely successful novels, you know, Normal People and The Luminaries. But also, those authors have adapted their own novels for television, which is actually reasonably unusual, and I think a very good move, because especially I think with The Luminaries, because The Luminaries is, I haven't read The Luminaries, I'm ashamed to say, but 800 pages of very complex structure.
Yeah.
And whether or not you can put that into, you know, transfer that over to television, I don't think you can.
But who better than the author to try?
She can do it because she can take liberties with her own book. I mean, imagine if someone else did it, she'd be sitting there rolling her eyes thinking, oh my God, that's not my, don't you dare take my title, you know.
So tell us about the world that they've created then.
Which one?
The Luminaries,
okay. Well, it's... It's New Zealand in 1866, and it's people arriving here for the gold rush in the South Island, and they arrive in Dunedin, and they go over to the west coast, or they go round the coast to Hokitika. And there's a huge cast of characters. I mean, apparently the book has got even more, but I counted up at least 30 characters in the first couple of episodes.
Yeah.
So I was sitting here totally, and also I was watching it on the small screen of my laptop because they'd sent me a screener. And for people who don't know what a screener is, it's an early edition. It's a movie. It's exactly what you see on television, but it's not nearly as clear. Often it's got a warning along the bottom, do not show this to anybody else. And so you're sitting there and it's very interior because, of course, in the 1860s, they weren't exactly, you know, full inside of houses. They were dark. It was dark. And also it's sort of stormy, symbolic stuff at the beginning. And I was just sitting watching it thinking, I haven't got a clue what's happening. And I read a review today and someone said, oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? Then he said, I still can't remember the plot in the first episode because there's so much happening. A young woman arrives from England and... Honestly, they're beautiful, too beautiful at young women. Eva Hewson, who is, actually she's Bono's daughter. she's Anna Wetherill, and then Eva Green is Lydia Wells, and they're taken as the two main characters. And Lydia's been here a while, and she's running a brothel, and she's sort of quite a tough cookie. But Anna has just arrived from England. You know, she's just... we don't get much backstory, and I would like more, although when I was thinking about it, you know, we don't really know what Anna has left behind in England. We know she can't read and write, so she's working class. But I was just thinking that probably works quite well because people who came here did leave their past behind. That was part of the reason for coming. And then there's just all this sort of stuff happening. there's no spoilers here because, you know, really you have to watch it. If you want to watch it, if you like that sort of thing, and I must say, that period drama stuff, it is well done. It's quite appropriate for the moment, at the moment, because the world, current world, is so far-fetched and mad that you may as well watch something that was 1866 when they actually didn't have vaccinations and you expected to die of typhoid. And but it's got all sorts of issues. You know, it covers What's more important, because it's all about the gold rush, isn't it? Gold or Punamu, you know, really, there's an interesting little storyline going on there, and also the fact that we've invaded somebody else's country effectively. Well, no, we have. And also how the Chinese were treated in the gold rush, because if you go down to the Arrowtown and so forth around there, you see how appallingly the Chinese were treated for decades, actually, over that time. You know, they came not so much to find gold as to run businesses for the people who were gold miners. But I reckon it's probably quite well done. I mean, it's sort of a mad...
You sound like you can't quite make your mind up, though. Do you need to watch a bit more?
But it's one of those things that it's a matter of taste. I'm loath to say to someone, you will like it or not. You will like it if you like that sort of thing. I think it's well done. I think it is. I didn't love it. I didn't. But then I was never going to, actually. You know, I don't like pole dark particularly. You know, it's sort of period stuff. I don't mind. But I think people will like it a lot. Whereas the Sally Rooney, normal people, I know from just social media, people have adored it.
Yeah,
people have adored it, you know, and that includes reviewers, because the Luminaries hasn't had many reviews yet. It showed for the first time last night in New Zealand, and that's the worldwide first time. Yeah. So I couldn't cheat and look at The Guardian like I do normally. But
what's the premise of Normal People?
Yeah, Normal People, which is a coming of age, one of those, it's a young couple, Irish couple. Another glorious-looking young woman. Daisy Edgar-Jones plays Marianne, and Paul Mescal plays Connell, and set in County Sligo, and then they actually go to Dublin, and then actually to Italy, various stages. It's a romance, an on-again, off-again romance. He's working class. His mother's a cleaner who actually works for her mother. People keep calling her upper class. She's not. She's a wealthy, her mother's a lawyer. So she lives in relative splendour. They go to high school together, and she is the outsider at high school. She's sharp-tongued, and the other kids don't like her or get her. And he is sort of, he's a poorer boy, but he's a cool boy. He's a sportsman. But they start a relationship, which is dealt with brilliantly, actually, because he's slightly embarrassed about the relationship with her. Mm-hmm. And my one problem with it is that she is so exquisitely beautiful that I couldn't really imagine her being someone you'd be... I mean, that sounds shallow of me, but I couldn't be completely convinced.
He was out of his league.
He thought... you know, he was a highly... I mean, it's complicated, but it dealt very well with why sometimes you might not really be a bit ashamed about someone you're going out with when you're 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. You know, it dealt with that well. And there's endless adolescent sex in it. I have to say that I felt like, oh, stop it, you know, stop that and go away and have a cup of tea while they just got on with it. But it's tastefully done and it's tenderly done. It's well done. I just sort of thought, oh, for goodness sake, get over it. But there's 12 episodes and they're only half an hour each. You get far more character development in this one than you do in The Luminaries. You get to know them and like them and be irritated by them pretty well. I think well done, actually. But I went, the 12 episodes, I'm at about 9, and I'm sort of had enough. But again, that's me. I don't expect anyone to be put off because I say that I got a bit sick of it on episode 9. Other people have adored it, and I liked it very much.
Great. Great, that's two to have a look at. Actually interviewed a guy, it was a pre-record, it'll screen sometime, or it'll play on this show sometime in the future. I talked to him today, a guy called Walter from a TVNZ sort of channel called Walter Presents. Have you come across that?
No.
So it's he's a British, or originally from Italy, Walter Lazzolini, I think his name is, and he was a network executive, and he decided to follow his dream, which was to go out and seek the best of international drama. And so he quit his job, watched 4,000 hours of TV and film, and has curated his favourite sort of, you know, German drama.
Either of those?
Well, he hasn't got anything in the English language, so he's got German and, you know, Brazilian and French and Italian.
I'd like to look it up.
Well, yeah, it's on the TVNZ website. It's under the banner Walter Presents. There's one called Deutschland 1983, which was apparently got the highest audience of all time for a non-English drama on UK TV. Yeah. So anyway, that'll play, I think probably will play next week on our show for people who are interested. But in the meantime, if you're looking for some good quality drama, try that channel on TVNZ On Demand. Yeah, Walter Presents.
And another thing, too, is that last week you interviewed Dan Henry from Country Calendar, which I thought was just a lovely interview, and he talked about The Plot Against America, which is also a novel.
Yes.
Philip Roth. That's fantastic. I'm really liking that. I took his recommendation and your recommendation,
right,
you know, to you. And that's really, especially by episode 3, it picks up. It's very good. It's an alternative reality in World War II when Lindbergh gets in
If things had gone slightly differently.
That's good. I think there is some quite good stuff.
I just got this chill. Tell me if you've ever had this chill before. When I was talking to you about that piece of news, I just saw an email from someone with the word embargo on it. And I just realised that there was an embargo on the information I shared, but luckily it was 2 hours ago, so I'm not going to get in trouble. So there you go.
Well, they lost their chance.
Okay. Hey, nice to talk to you, Linda. Thank you.
Okay, nice to talk. Right. Bye.
Linda Burgess, who was reviewing The Luminaries and also Normal People.